6 today.
A tornado in Mississippi rips up homes and lives. Who knows how many are homeless? So that's what they're trying to determine in that state right now as this leaves my lips. In the meantime, remember those three hikers who suddenly were on this hike in the mountains in Afghanistan, and then they kind of accidentally went over, and well, Iraq is really where they were, and then they kind of accidentally went into Iran. You know, they've been there almost a year. Finally, the U.S. is calling for the release of the hikers. I think there had been some pressure, subtle pressure that was put on to Iran, but you can bet this would be a big fat bargaining chip. Hey, back off of those sanctions and you can have your three hikers back. That's not going to happen anytime soon. Sadly, the search ended for the missing in that oil rig fire and 1,000 barrels of oil leaking into the Gulf a day as they tried to stop that. But it's been nightmarish, to say the least. And what timing after Obama 3.5 weeks ago says, okay, let's do the offshore drilling thing from the tip of the Atlantic all the way down. Let's get going on this because, let's face it, we have to lift that moratorium because we have to survive and we have to end our dependence on foreign oil. But now the environmentalists who were stopping, were trying hard to stop anyway, to building more oil platforms in the last couple of decades and were very successful at it, have more ammunition, let's say, in the gun. We'll talk about that too. But right here from the get-go, it's the Arizona governor signing that immigration bill into law on Friday that has wreaked havoc across this country. It is all the water cooler buzz. Everybody has an opinion on this. Should Arizona kill that bill? Ultimately, what happens is this challenge, of course it's going to be a challenge. There's like 25 Latino groups alone that want to challenge it, and the ACLU's on board with this, and a lot of people unhappy with what is happening in Arizona. I'm going to explain, as it was explained to me earlier in the day, the finer points of this, so that some of the misconceptions as to what the police can and cannot do are thrown out. Right from the get-go, John Kavanaugh, I happened to catch him, he was on one of the shows I was watching on cable, he's a state representative. Here was what his take was on first, why the whole thing came about, why it was enacted, and also the misconceptions, a little bit about what I'm going to talk about, of that new law.
Who is to regulate what the police, each cop is going to do once this law is out? I mean, I could dress down Anderson, go to a Hispanic neighborhood, hang out in the street corner as I often do, speak with my strong Spanish accent, and that would be enough for me to get arrested. Do I need a passport from now on to go to the state, to the reactionary Republic of Arizona? Because that's what it should be called. This is a clear violation of my constitutional rights. I would be afraid. I don't feel protected. I feel threatened by this law. These are not federal officers. These are state officers who have, most of them have not been trained to do this. Where does it say in the Constitution that states have the right to enforce federal law? That's what I don't understand. This is clearly a violation, and it will be thrown out by the courts. There's no doubt in my mind that it will be. I don't understand why they're wasting our time with this. It will never become law.
All right, that wasn't John Kavanaugh, but I'm glad that we actually played that because that was the opposite side. Kavanaugh was on Anderson Cooper's show with somebody who is a contributor to CNN, and that was his point of view saying, you heard what he said, and that's the opposite side of this. Look, this is going to be ridiculous what this is going to do when this is enacted. But I think what people don't understand is what the law is. Right now, the racial profiling thing, this law doesn't allow the use of race or nationality as the sole basis for the immigration check. The governor who signed the bill into law Friday ordered the state to develop a training course for the officers to learn what constitutes reasonable suspicion someone is in the U.S. illegally. Current law in that state and most states doesn't require police to ask about the immigration status of the people they encounter. We know that. And many police departments don't allow officers to ask out of fear immigrants won't cooperate in other investigations. That's the other part of the problem. Now, the new law makes it a crime under state law to be in the country illegally. Immigrants unable to produce documents showing they're allowed to be in the U.S. could be arrested, jailed for 6 months, and fined $2,500. It also does allow lawsuits against government agencies that hinder, let's say, the enforcement of immigration laws. I think there's some really good things in this, and the bottom line is that something has to be done, and everybody, I'm not everybody, I shouldn't say that, but a big chunk of the country is afraid to do it, meaning the politicians. It's all about politics. So nothing gets done for decades, because we've had laws on the books. The laws have been there. The laws could have been enforced, and we wouldn't be in the state that we're in now. I know I've said that 100 times, and I don't want to beat a bunch of dead horses around here, but that's the truth of it. So then you have the Mexican president, Felipe Calderon, who releases a statement over the weekend saying that the Mexican government condemns the approval of the law and the criminalization of migration. So, because it's not aiding in the cooperation between Mexico and the state of Arizona, that it's an obstacle, and this is the part that really got me, to solving the shared problem of the border region. Right. Shared problem. Mexico profits from the people who are here illegally and send money back. That's just a fact, folks, period. It is. Arizona has at least 500,000 illegal immigrants in the state. They have the most illegal border crossings. I've said this before, with the desert as the really the entryway for thousands of not just Mexicans but Central Americans to come through. So you have to decide what you want to happen here. And when you don't like what's happening with healthcare, when you don't like what's happening in the schools, when you don't like what it's costing in your neck of the woods, what it's costing various cities and suburbs, then this is what you have to look for. It's a hard decision. It is. But because it was shoved off for so long and thrown on a shelf, every single time it wasn't convenient because it was an election year, this is the point that we have gotten to, that the people in Arizona are so desperate for some kind of help. Yeah, I think to me it is like a flare that was shot up straight into the air saying, all right, so you think this is disgraceful and you think this is going to be profiling, then do something about it. But the feds do nothing. They do nothing. Talk about walls, pump money into this great big wall they're going to build that's nowhere even near completed. It's a mess. And, you know, the off-the-record comments would be so interesting to hear. Even Janet Napolitano and what she has to say when she's in a room and it's uncensored and they talk about what's really happening at the border. Boy, I'd love to be a fly in the wall then, wouldn't you? You can throw in your 2 cents next on America Tonight at 800-259-5791.
Are you considering taking herbal supplements instead of overpriced and potentially dangerous pharmaceutical drugs, but just not sure where to start? Are you confused by the thousands of products and brands? What if you could find what you're looking for in herbal supplements from one source without the guesswork? You can at ResearchedHerbs.com. Products at ResearchedHerbs.com are backed by over 1,100 clinical trials, endorsed by 250,000 healthcare professionals in 76 countries worldwide. And our products are manufactured by a family-owned company that's been around for 80 years and makes 20 billion herbal pills every year. All that means trust, safety, and assurance for you. The journey to better health begins and ends at researchedherbs.com. Call us toll-free at 1-800-973-1486. That's 1-800-973-1486. researchedherbs.com. All the goodness with none of the side effects.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
He's completely wrong. It's more than just what you look like. It's behaviors. The stop and question law has been around since 1968. As to his question of who judges, it's a judge that judges. Police officers will receive training. They've already been trained in other areas. They'll be updated. When they have reasonable suspicion, they got to articulate it to a judge. If a judge says you don't have it, the case gets thrown out. In most situations, this questioning will occur as the result of an otherwise different lawful stop. Maybe they were pulled over for speeding. Maybe it was a stop and question because they looked like they were going to burglarize a store. There'll be very few cases where the officer, just by watching somebody on the street, could have suspicion that they're here illegally. In fact, I can't imagine a case like that. Most of these stop and questions will occur after they have been legally contacted for other reasons.
See, there you go. That's what I was just saying. And that was, by the way, John Kavanaugh, one of the guys who voted for the state representative in Arizona. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, what's your take on all of this?
I think you already know that, but I am so stoked after listening to some of this stuff. Number one, to Sammy in Canada. Here in the United States, if you don't have a driver's license, we have a state ID. I don't drive. I do not have a license, but I have a state ID. Mm-hmm. Anybody can get a state ID.
Mm-hmm.
Just the illegal, I guess they have forgeries on those too, but, you know, if you're illegal, you can get a state ID here. And I really resent anybody calling Arizona White Lily State. Give me a break. Everybody has complained for decades now about the illegal situation. A state decided to do something about it, and now they're getting slammed for it. Whatever happened to state rights?
And whatever happened to the fact that nobody, as you know, is helping. Nobody, on the federal level, they've had this hot potato that they keep throwing around, and they haven't done anything about it.
But not just that. I don't know if you read about what Chicago's asking for, National Guard to help with their crime.
Yes.
And I'm like, wait a minute. Part of that crime happens to be committed by illegals. A
right.
large part now is committed by illegals because
right.
they have flooded Northern Illinois, like you wouldn't believe, in all of the landscaping businesses.
Right.
And now they want the National Guard, which I don't see how they can get, because they have not declared martial law. But, you know, this whole illegal situation is ludicrous. And to Mr. Calderon, he can go to hell. He doesn't pay taxes in this country, and neither do his illegals. They send their money home, and I stand behind them in the Walmart, Western Union money back to Mexico. I'm sorry. I believe in this law. I think it's a good thing, and people who are against it are just afraid of not getting those illegal votes. Oh, yeah, I'm really angry. And Al Sharpton needs to stay the hell out of this and stay in New York.
All right, Izzy. On that note, I love it. Hard and hard-hitting. She makes some great points, especially with Calderon. I agree. He needs to shut up because, well, I'm sorry, I do not care what the president of Mexico thinks. And then you can say, well, what about our relationship with Mexico? Well, what if we all decided we were going to do the reverse migration? You can bet there would be a wall pushing us out. Absolutely. And I know somebody could say, well, that's a ridiculous comparison because that's a third world country. And the problem is this. The problem is that it wasn't handled, so here we go. By having lawmakers bury their heads, or more importantly, the enforcers, when there was laws on the books, bury their heads in the sand like ostriches, now we're in this critical situation. Bert is listening to us in St. Louis. Hey, Bert.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for the call. Well, a couple of things. Number one, they're criminals, period.
Yeah.
They're not immigrants. They're not migrants. They're freaking criminals, okay? We're a nation of laws. Got that out of the way. Mexico, the second largest source of income to Mexico is money sent from the United States by illegals to Mexico. Second largest source of income to the state of Mexico. It's ridiculous. Out of touch, Obama, get your head out of your buttocks. 70% of the people of Arizona support this law. He just calls them all irresponsible. He's out of touch.
I agree. I agree that he's out of touch, and especially what you said. It's what I said as well. You're absolutely right, Bert. The fact is, with Calderon, it's only about the pocketbook, the interest there, because of the money that is sent back into the country. Just like Izzy, I see it left and right of me. And I've seen a lot of guys lose jobs because they won't work as cheaply and they don't hang around the 7-Eleven and get picked up by a truck to go work in a new housing development.
A couple more things. Law enforcement agencies of each state are sworn to uphold the law of that state and the United States.
Mm-hmm.
Here in my state, Missouri, they arrested, the police arrested, I think, some 29 illegals down in southwest Missouri, called the federal agency. You know what they said? Turn them loose.
Oh, yeah, that's great.
The federal agency told them to turn them loose.
Yeah, that's helpful.
Yeah, that's Obama right there. That's Bush. That's all these politicians up there. Turn them loose. No, don't turn them loose. Arrest them. Put them on a plane. Get them out of here. You know what? For each illegal child that goes to one school district, $10,000 tax money just to put one of them criminals through school.
I know. It's crippling the school budgets. It's crippling the hospitals.
And you know what else? The people who support them are criminals as well.
All right, Bert, I love it. Another hard-hitting opinion. Thank you from good old St. Louis. Bert says, and he made some really good points in talking about the laws. Well, if we're a nation of laws, if I have to be subjected to the laws, Bert has to be subjected to the laws, Izzy has to be subjected to the laws, why are there an entire group of people that don't have to live by the laws? They're living under the wire, which we could not do in other places. Jerry in St. Louis, you have the floor. Hello.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Well, first of all, Calderon, wasn't he the conservative when he was elected?
Yeah.
How many years ago was that?
Oh, it was before the Bush administration. It's been a while.
It's been a while. And it looks like it's all ending up with beheadings and unusual violence and all this drug cartel gangs against. I mean, he was elected because he was a conservative, so go figure. Now, another thing, Rahm Emanuel, what is his title anyway? I don't even know.
White House Black, exactly.
What?
White House Advisor, yes.
Okay, he's an advisor. Anyway, remember he said never let a crisis go to waste?
Mm-hmm.
Remember that. All right, now, you know, Arizona, we all agree something should be done about the illegals. They're taking jobs and doing all kinds of things. And anyway, I'm wondering if this is a ploy by the government. Will everyone in America, will they use this, you know, this particular idea, so that everyone in America eventually will need to have their papers, when their ID papers, when they're out and about? And then the last caller before Bert said the National Guard in Chicago is being considered because of the crime. That smacks of martial law. It may be some kind of thing that, you know how when the government says something with this administration, you have to think the opposite?
You know? I mean, yes.
So let's just go on that premise, you know. Think the opposite, maybe we can figure out what's going on. And then my last thing is the oil, you know, drilling explosion off the coast of Florida. It was headlined in our local St. Louis Post as a game changer. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, does that mean we should forget about drilling for oil offshore, you know, in our territorial waters, and buy it from the Middle East? I mean, everything is against us. So what are they aiming for? I mean, we know they want us to be a socialist, United Socialist States of America. We know they want us to adopt a European Union-type socialism. So everything we try to do to make it positive for America is against us, and it turns out negative. And, you know, it just smacks you down. You know, we have oil drilling now. We got that past the government. We can do it. Well, it explodes. Now, how often does oil rigs explode? You know, these rigs out there.
Right. All right, Jerry, thanks for the call.
Okay.
Jerry, you have a good one. Jerry is thinking there's a more sinister plot at work. I don't agree that there's a more sinister plot. I think it's because you know what I feel about Obama. I think it's ineffective leadership. To me, he's been ineffective. I mean, whether I voted for him or not, if he was an incredibly successful president or I thought he was doing a good job, I think there's too much flip-flopping in this administration. And it's like bringing up Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff. I mean, he's got the president's ear. He's a big-time advisor to him. And, you know, what is this guy thinking? What is he advising him? And to me, I mean, with the platforms, I don't think there's anything that was Jimmy rigged or let's pull it down. That's why that happened. God forbid, with all those people that were killed. It's not about that. There are accidents that happen. It's just the timing of it couldn't be worse because of the fact that, okay, we've lifted this moratorium and we're going to drill. And trust me, Jerry and everybody else, they're still going to drill. That's not going away. The environmentalists will protest. There'll be, you know, some of that going on. But the leases will go, and there will definitely be oil drilling that will happen. But it's not going to happen right away anyway. By the time you get all of that going and get all the money together, it's still going to take years. It's just now been suggested by our president, right? Stay with us. Odds and Ends next.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about Down Home Value, made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset jeans got it, others don't.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shanky, Food Strag. We have stopped taking orders for the Buy 3, Get 1 Free program and have started production. Congratulations. Your choice to participate in the production of your food supply by pre-ordering will prove very wise. Shipments will begin the end of March and will be sent in the order that they were received. Now something fun. It's springtime. We all know that garden seeds aren't really a food supply, but they're a great supplement to your food reserve if you have the time and place to garden. Here's the plan. When you add a 1-month superfood spring pack to your food storage, We'll send you that garden of non-hybrid seeds absolutely free. Order now while the free seeds last. Call 800-409-5633 or on the web, efoodsdirect.com/Alex. Get a real supply of food to eat while you wait for your supplemental garden to grow. Call 800-409-5633, efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Good morning, gardeners. Want lighter pots, better drainage, then forget the rocks. Hi, this is Paul Parent from the Paul Parent Garden Club. A lot of gardeners ask me if rocks are the best for drainage in the bottom of their pots. Not anymore. Now use Better Than Rocks, a new non-woven mesh material made of 100% recycled plastic. You place it in the bottom of your window boxes, your outdoor containers, houseplant containers for optimal plant drainage. Better Than Rocks helps oxygen reach the plant's roots, allows better nutritional absorption necessary for good growth and lush plants. Plus, you'll save money using less soil. The material is easy to use, and your pots will be much lighter. So go to betterthanrocks.com today, and for a $10 discount off a 16 by 96-inch roll, use the code PAULP at checkout. That's betterthanrocks.com. Better Than Rocks will get you growing.
And crannies. Big shout out to everybody listening in South Africa. Found out that we have some people that listen. They've been sending me emails. And we appreciate it, folks. And then Christina in Sweden, of course, and all of you that are finding us on the World Wide Web or through other means. We appreciate that, definitely. Absolutely. Topping odds and ends quickly. Rescuers are still looking for through the debris for survivors, not necessarily at this moment, but they will when it's light out again in Yazoo City. Pretty much it looks as though just 10 people were killed, but dozens were injured and the homes were just leveled. How many are homeless? That's the other big question. I mean, this tornado was a monster. It was nearly a mile wide and it just decimated those neighborhoods. Just rained terror on some of those tiny towns with the little cities and that central western border with Louisiana northeast to Alabama. A church was leveled. There were houses where the roofs were torn off, almost like they were peeled back at the top of cans. There was overturned cars. What you see when you see a really disastrous tornado, that's what you see. So hundreds and hundreds of homes. And this twister, too. When I said it was a monster, it traveled 150 miles. Woof. I mean, that's crazy. All right, the other big one on odds and ends, besides Arizona and the fact the immigration law is signed into effect. How about this in New Orleans? You have crews that are using a robotic submarine, a robot submarine. They were doing that earlier on the day and Sunday, trying to stop that oil leak that's about a mile below the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. They think it's going to take at least a day or two before they know whether or not they've sealed it off. They're just going by the oil. And the oil that is spilled, it's expected to stay about 30 miles off the coast for probably 3 days or so. They're looking at it because that slick has the potential to hit the shores from Louisiana to Florida, and they're trying to stop that flow, like I said, by using the robot submarines. What they do is they activate the valves at the well head, but they, you know, by sealing it and using this, the drill, they don't know if it's cut off the flow or not. And then what they'll do is they'll drill a relief well to make sure that the flow is completely done, but that's going to take months to do that. So they discovered this new leak over the weekend, and about 1,000 barrels or 42,000 gallons, if you wanted to look at the gallon thing, of oil is leaking every single day. So this just plays right into environmentalists' hands. It does. I mean, you don't want to see that happen. It's horrible. It's horrible that that this happened in the first place. It's horrible that these guys were killed, as many were missing. And now you've got fish and birds and shrimp and coral and all that kind of stuff. And who knows what is going to happen. What usually happens, as was explained to me, is the crude oil, what it'll do is kind of float to the surface. And then when the waves are coming, it'll turn it into what looks to be really thick, and it starts to sink. So they really don't know the impact now. 11 workers weren't found. They're presumed dead. 100 workers escaped the platform. And if you've ever – I've actually been on a platform. It's about the size of 2 football fields. I used to live in California, and when you go down the coastline, especially in Santa Barbara – you can see the platforms, actually, several of them. And in Galveston, I have as well. So, rough stuff. All right, then let's go to Al, who's listening to us across the border in Canada. Hello, Al.
Yeah, hi, kid. I just heard that Arizona is a no-go zone for illegal aliens. Kate, the governor of Arizona is a Republican, isn't she?
Yes.
Yeah, she should be on the ticket. She should be at least the vice presidential ticket, maybe with Mitt Romney or Jeb Bush or somebody in 2012. How long is she?
Oh, wait a second. Jeb Bush, he is again. He's about amnesty.
He's a liberal, yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not a liberal. He's a Republican. But remember, there are some Republicans that want to see a path to citizenship or amnesty. So he wouldn't back this up, no.
Yeah, but I still think this has this lady been governor of Arizona for quite a while?
No, just a couple of years.
Does she have experience in politics? Or
yes, absolutely. But she's taken a lot of heat, Al, for this. She's, people are slamming her. If anything, this is a tough call for her.
You know, in 1607, when the a bunch of illegal aliens from England came over to Virginia in 1607, right? And in 1620, a bunch of us illegal aliens from England. Well, my ancestors came from Scandinavia, but a bunch of illegal aliens from England came over to Plymouth Rock, Massachusetts in 1620, right?
Right.
Technically, they were illegal aliens because I don't think the Indians, I don't know whether the Indians had a immigration policy in Massachusetts and Virginia in 1607, 1620, but the point I'm trying to make is if you don't have a country, if you don't have immigration laws, you don't have a country. Why have laws if you're not going to enforce them?
Absolutely, amen. Absolutely, same in Canada, also, same anywhere. Yeah.
Yeah, and also, Kate, I don't own a computer because I'm pretty much blind, so I didn't catch the game. Did the Vancouver Knuckleheads beat L.A. tonight?
I don't know if they did or not, Al. You know, we will find out. I don't know if they did because I was watching. Did you hear that? It sounded like a door slam. I was watching LeBron James and his triple-double and the Cavs annihilating the Bulls. I just wanted to see his show, so I didn't see that. Usually I've been watching the NHL, but I didn't see. I don't know if Vancouver won or not, but we'll tell you in a second here. I'll find out. The Canucks, they had a late goal, and they beat the Kings. The Canucks won. So there you go. Late goal. All right, thanks for the call. It's funny too, because it was a third period rally, I guess. So now I mean, that's huge for the people listening to us in Canada. That's huge because that means that they're going right to the conference. If I'm right about this, they should be going to the conference, semis. So that means the Kings are out. Matt, you're a Kings fan. So, well, you've kind of become a Kings fan.
I adopted them.
Yes, you adopted them. So sorry for you. That's it. Boom. That's it. Isn't that it, right? The Canucks are moving on.
It's pretty bad, especially because it's the Canucks, and that's probably one of the teams that I hate the most in the NHL, too. So it's kind of a double whammy for me.
And you hate the Canucks.
Yeah, they're a big rival of the Minnesota Wild. So
that's why. That makes sense.
Yeah. Not a good day.
Well, but you know, Luongo is such a good goaltender. What did he make, like 30 saves or something? I mean, he's pretty good, to say the least. So they outscored him, and that's it. You know, you got to have the offense. You got the defense, and then you got the firepower. And in the entire time, Vancouver's been outscoring them. So Vancouver goes to the second round for the third time in four seasons. Bye-bye, Los Angeles Kings. See, that's what I have tunnel vision. When it comes to the NHL now, pretty much my focus is going to be on the Philadelphia Flyers because I'm a diehard Flyer fan. So that's what I'm watching. Speaking of sports, we are going to do sports shorts coming up on the flip side. But we were in the middle of odds and ends, and I was talking about Mississippi, and I was talking about the oil platform sinking and what they're doing to plug up the leak, and they won't know for sure if it's worked or not. They're still going to have to wait a couple of days to find out. This is a big deal because it's absolutely tailor-made for people who don't want to see any offshore oil drilling. But then ultimately, what is the suggestion? You're going to tell everybody to walk to work? We don't have that kind of a society, and we're not going back to that kind of society. Not since the Industrial Revolution. So if you don't live somewhere you can catch a bus, a train, whatever, you'd be stuck. There's no way. To be sure, we would be crippled if we were cut off from our foreign oil sources. Absolutely. Speaking of across the pond and in the Middle East, Iran is saying it fired five new types of locally made coast-to-sea and sea-to-sea missiles in the last stage of their Great Prophet 5 maneuvers in the Persian Gulf. We were talking about this last week. The maneuvers that they're doing, and I mean, this is the kind of shove it in your face, here we are, and this is what we've got, this is our arsenal. It still is that awkward, not awkward, it still is this ridiculous dance that the United States and others are doing with Ahmadinejad, and the fact that something has to be done to just pull the trigger and cut that flow off. There's no question. He is massively dangerous, I think. And if somebody were to become untethered, he's the guy who could do that. Let's put it that way. And these maneuvers and what they're doing, not that they haven't done it before, but the reason is to shake it in everybody's face that we're here, we've got the military, and don't think that we won't fight back. And if anything, not just the United States so much. It's not a shot across the bow at the U.S. as much as it is really, in the case of the maneuverings, I think, as it is to keep Israel teetering. And when I say teetering, just to make Benjamin Netanyahu think twice about lobbing something the way of Iran. I mean, you know, but the world is just waiting at bay for Ahmadinejad, and it's ridiculous how one man can put so many other nations in that position. And as much as do you want to see World War III? The answer is no, but you better prepare for it, because who knows, ultimately within a year, the nuclear capabilities of Iran and seriously, what could happen there? I mean, yeah, let's be honest. All right, coming up next, we're going to do sports shorts. So if you missed some of the NBA playoffs, I already told you about what happened with LeBron James. We'll dive into some of that and some of the other things that are happening of interest right here on ATN.
You UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
And the Cavs, what they did to the Bulls, of course. And he's a human highlight. He's always fun to watch. I'm sorry. If you get a chance to go to a game and just to see him, it is really worth the price of admission. Truly. Honestly, it is. 121-98 was the final score in that game. The San Antonio Spurs put the Dallas Mavericks on the precipice of elimination, 92-89. I caught a little bit of that game. It's funny. I think the Maverick fans thought that the team would rally back, but they didn't in the end. The Spurs put them in their spot. And Utah knocking off Denver. I think we already talked about this game before. They held off the Nuggets, 117-106. Miami gets the better of Boston, 101-92. And that's it for hoops, at least on the day. Anyway, I'm wondering how many people listening to America tonight are NBA fans. Anybody listening an NBA fan? Because there's a big argument going on, I think, actually with a lot of guys, a lot of people I know, are kind of disenchanted with the NBA. They don't like the superstar status, the lack of calls in certain cases, and also the, which leads to the free-flowing offense at times where things aren't called correctly. And I mean, just the way the game is, where it's headed now compared to, let's say if we wound the clock back to maybe the 70s. We'll say that, I'll say the 70s. The difference of then compared to what we're seeing on the floor now has sent a lot of people away from the NBA. People that used to watch could care less, and maybe they more attuned to college hoop, or at least when we get down to the dance, they start to watch, but they've turned their back on what the new version is of the National Basketball Association. 800-259-5791. And perhaps it could be that there are other sports, like even the extreme sports, or, you know, people, there are a lot of kids that like to watch some of the ultimate challenges and some of the other sports that are out there now versus the Big Four. And the Big Four would include the NHL, of course, football. So football, the NHL, the NBA, the NFL, and of course Major League Baseball. And I love Major League Baseball. So you'd get an argument for me on baseball, but a lot of kids are turning to other sports. So with that, we're going to give away copies of Rick Riley's Sports from Hell. If you nail the Triple Crown, because we have a Triple Crown contest coming up this Thursday in our third hour. Once they pick the post positions for the horses, you can either name three horses or just pick the numbers. And if your numbers come in, then you will win the Triple Crown. Very hard to win the Triple Crown, but maybe you'll be lucky and you'll do it. And if you do, you'll win an incredible prize pack from America Tonight that will include Rick Riley's Sports from Hell. How about that? Are you a horse racing fan at all, Matt?
I'm not really so much into the horse racing as I am into the party that surrounds the Kentucky Derby, I guess.
Which is a lot of people. That's a lot of people. They and actually, a lot of people will get excited a couple days before, and they'll pay a little bit more attention to the horses, but it's the Triple Crown season, so yeah.
Hey, I got a buddy who's been throwing an annual Kentucky Derby party for the last 5 or 6 years. So I get more excited for the gathering of people, and we all pick numbers for the horses and trying to win some money and whatnot. But as soon as the Kentucky Derby's over and the Belmont and the Preakness happen, I'm not really that into it unless there's a horse who's going for the Triple Crown.
Absolutely. Then it makes it that much more exciting when you have that. I probably have told the story before. There was a horse a couple of years ago named Smarty Jones, and I want to say he's my third, he must be my second or third cousin. His name's John Service. He was the trainer for that horse. So my family thought, wow, this is amazing. John's won, you know, his horse has won the first two legs of the Triple Crown, lost the Belmont by a nose, basically. Oh, that close. And this was a horse out of Philadelphia Park. Nobody, except for the people in the East, knew much about the horse or real true horse racing aficionados who were paying attention. But, I mean, it was thrilling. It was thrilling to watch the run and the fact that it almost, because you haven't had one since what, Affirmed, almost to see this happen again. So the Kentucky Derby favorite is out of the run for the Roses. This is a game changer, I guess you would say, in looking at horses. The horse was one of Todd Pletcher's, who was the trainer. And the horse is being pulled because he's got some kind of a problem. The colt has some kind of a problem with his left front leg. And Escondería was a horse to beat. I mean, this was a horse that won the Fountain of Youth and the Wood Memorial by an incredible amount of lengths. I think 18-plus lengths. And so he was scheduled to work out at Churchill Downs on Sunday, but Pletcher opted to say, nah, we're going to keep the horse in the barn because I don't, something, he detected something was off when the horse galloped on Saturday morning and noticed that there was a bunch of swelling in the front leg, which, hey, listen, if the horse is stressed, it was smart to catch that. And that, I mean, that's the job. That's the job of the trainer. That's the job of anyone that's got an interest in the horse. So now that that horse is out, there's another horse that's probably going to be the morning line favorite. I would think looking at Lucky probably is the horse that comes in. And that horse was the last year's two-year-old champion that's won, I guess, 6 out of 8 career starts, but actually just came off of a third-place finish in the Santa Anita Derby. They have those buyer speed numbers, and you know when you go to the tracking, if you only go once in a blue moon, and you're looking at the finishes, boy, that's going to be hard to peg that one. Oh, I mean, I think it's going to be tough to decide. I like the name of the horse, Looking at Lucky, and the horse has run some pretty fast times, but finishing third in Santa Anita, that doesn't make me feel comfortable about that horse. And then there's going to be some other horses, too, that'll be interesting to look at. But part of this is about luck, and part of this is the timing thing, believe it or not. And is it that day for that horse to run? There's another horse called Icebox that's had some pretty fast times. But we'll get more into the Derby. We're going to talk with Joe Drape from the New York Times, who's a massive insider when it comes to horse racing. And he'll give you a few of his choices for the Derby, what he sees happening. So, leg issue, Derby favorite, out of the race, leaves the door wide open for, you know, some of these other horses to maybe step up, let's say. There's a filly, and I love this filly's name, and I don't know too much about the filly other than Pletcher, who's had some success, is the trainer of this filly named Devil May Care. And the jockey is John Velasquez, who will probably get the mount on Devil May Care if that horse is entered, if the filly is entered in the race, and I think that would make it pretty interesting. But from your point of view, if you're listening to me right now and saying, what is she talking about with these horses? The Kentucky Derby will be fun because we have so many giveaways coming up that we're going to do this thing where you pick, if you can pick the trifecta, so just three horses, I'll just give you the numbers. You can pick the numbers in any order. And if those horses come in, you win. You've won the trifecta on America Tonight, and you'll win a whole bunch of prizes. Although if you win the trifecta on America Tonight, you'll wish you have put a couple of bucks down in some off-track betting place somewhere, because then it would have really been worthwhile if you picked the right number, just based even on the post position, just pick some numbers. Kind of like I always say with Nail the Score, it's like picking lottery numbers, eh? We still live in the greatest country on the face of the earth. Whether you like the Kentucky Derby and be watching, or you have a hot opinion about immigration and the new law in Arizona, that's why you can always get on that horse and go around the carousel of life. Reach out and grab the brass ring.